KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Julian Summers. Welcome, Julian.
Hello.
So, Julian, what's your story?
I'm currently a senior biochemistry major. I have a Japanese language minor. A lot of my time I spend in Dr. Mark Weilstein's lab.
What are you doing in the lab?
My lab focuses on a long non-coding RNA. The specific one that we look at is called HID1, and that one has to do with how plants develop in early stages of life. Long non-coding RNAs are a bit like general contractors. They don't do all of the menial work themselves. They're more like regulators. They will pair together with proteins to make sure it gets done correctly.
So what are you observing?
Photomorphogenesis. That is specifically how the plant is developing in its early stages of life in response to light. It's important that they're able to respond to light in order to grow properly. Specifically, HID1 is related to red light.
So are you using red lights in the lab?
Not yet. First, I have to generate mutants so that we can investigate properly what the plant grows like when it does not have HID1 active. To do that, we have to make HID1 inactive. To do that, we're using CRISPR system so that we can cut out the segment of DNA that would code for our HID1.
Does the seed grow upside down? Does it? Yeah, there's so many things that could happen when the boss is away.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Why are you studying this long non-coding RNA?
HID1 in particular is interesting to us because it has to do with the red light. Red light is important in a lot of stages of early plant development, and early plant development is crucial to how a plant survives. Rhabdopsis thaliana and Capsella rubella, the species that we are investigating, they are closely related to a lot of crop species. That would include kale and collard greens, for example. That is why this is so relevant.
That has a lot of benefit for agriculture.
Yes.
What are your plans for the future?
I would like to go into graduate school. I want to go for a PhD in plant molecular biology or something related to that subject.
Have you always been interested in plants?
I've always had some interest in plants, but it was only when I got into college and I met Dr. Mark Weilstein in MCB 181, and then I got into his lab, that was when I really took an interest in plants, and specifically what goes on inside the plants where we can't see it.
Do you ever listen to music?
I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. I mentioned earlier that I have a Japanese language minor, and as you might suspect, I like to listen to some Japanese music. I also like listening to rock, a bit of pop, classical, and movie music. In fact, I play the piano, so that tells a little something.
I was wondering if you had any Japanese artists that you would recommend for me. I'm always looking to expand my repertoire.
Oh, well, you could try Kalafina. They are, I believe they're disbanded now, but they have put out a lot of really good songs, and you may find them in a lot of different anime openings and endings. Yes. I believe they have a lot of interesting music. There's only a few songs that I know from this artist that I'm about to mention, but the ones that I know, I love them very much. Yuzu. They have the song Hyori Ittai and Reason, and both of those are exceptional songs I would recommend. Y-U-Z-U. Technically, they spell it in hiragana. You should be able to find it if you type in Y-U-Z-U, though.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Julian.
Thank you for having me.